Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. And happy Tuesday morning. This is Travis, and if you are tuning in for the first time this week, we are so thrilled that you are. Maybe yesterday was the first time we were kind of together in this way, spending a little bit of time with Jesus and then enjoying Jesus throughout the day. So this is day two if you've joined us this week, and it's Tuesday. And today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it as friends that are friends of Jesus do by just hanging out with Jesus. And I'm going to ask you a question that I was asked by my dad almost every morning growing up. As soon as he would see me in the morning, he would say, "Son, have you given your day to the Lord?" And then real quickly, I would say in my heart, "Lord, I give you my day today." And then I'd look at my dad and say, "Yep." And he'd say, "Wonderful, son." So that's the question for this morning. Have you given your day to the Lord? Because that's what we've been doing for the last 296 days as we've been journeying together in this podcast. And it's been stretching. It's been fun. It's been deep. And hopefully, it's been conversational with Jesus. So John, the Gospel of John, you've probably noticed that lately I've been in the Gospel of John. John chapter 1. We're actually going to be at the beginning of John and at the end of John. And the title of the podcast this morning is Named. And what we're going to talk about is how God has a name for you. So let me just turn that into a question as we begin to chat this morning. What does God think about you when he observes you living? And by the way, he constantly observes you living. He does it every moment of every day. Since before the creation of the world, God has observed you, and he continues to observe you. And by the way, when he does observe you, chills of joy rush up and down his spine. That's how enthralled he is with you. So what does he think about when he observes you? Or to sharpen up that question just a little bit, and of course this is where I got the title of this podcast, what is God's name for you? Does God have a name for you? And I would just say that most good parents have a name and a nickname for their child, and it's usually a term of endearment or a term of encouragement. And by the way, God is the greatest parent in the entire cosmos, in the entire universe. So what is his name for you? What's his nickname for you? How does he see you? Because how he sees you is in that name. And unfortunately, in our culture, in our modern, you know, or becoming postmodern, even post-Christian culture, names don't have near as much as of a significance as they did in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But God is always communicating things through names. He's always naming, and then he's renaming in order to restore, because that's actually what renaming does. It restores. And there's this verse in the book of Revelation, the last book in the New Testament, and I can't remember the reference or exactly what this verse says, but it's something like, "And on a white stone, God has written your name, and it's a name that nobody knows other than him." I mean, God is a namer, and he is a renamer when he needs to renew and restore us. And so one more time, the question, what's God's nickname for you? What's God's name for you? How does he think about you? How does he see you? So at the very beginning of the Gospel of John, Jesus is calling disciples, and when he calls Peter, John chapter 1, verse 42, "And Simon, I'm sorry, and Andrew brought Peter to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. And Peter means the rock, the rocky, the strong one. And as soon as, you know, Simon meets Jesus, he gets a name. You're a rock. And of course, later on, Jesus will say, "On this rock, I will build my church." And so you see the power of the name. And we don't know exactly how that name specifically spoke to Peter, but I guarantee it did, because whenever God names, it speaks. Now, that's at the very beginning of the Gospel of John. Then we go to the end of the Gospel of John. This is resurrection morning. The first person that Jesus meets on resurrection morning is Mary, or Miriam, because it's another name change. So John chapter 20, verse 11, now Mary, right, or Maria in the original language, stood outside the tomb crying. As she was weeping, she bent over, looking into the tomb. She saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around. She saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I'll get him." Jesus said to her, "Miriam." She turned toward him and she cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And then down in verse 18, Miriam Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them what he had told her to say. So it's like John, as an artist, is bookending his gospel. At the very beginning, he's renaming Simon Peter the rock. And at the end of the gospel, well, it's not really an end, it's a new beginning, but there we are. On resurrection morning, he says to Maria, right, or Mary, "You are now to be called Miriam." Well, that's an Old Testament namesake, right? Moses' sister, right after the Exodus. She gathered Israel and danced with the tambourine and announced the victory of God. And so basically Jesus is saying to Mary or Maria, who has this checkered past, "You're going to be called Miriam. You're going to go and tell the boys that the final exodus has been accomplished. That's your new name. Now go and announce and sing and dance and be the first, you know, evangelist." And it's just such a powerful story of how God sees Peter, how God sees Mary. And so how does God see you? How does God see me? What's his name for you? What's his name, you know, for me? And you know, this is all through scripture. James and John, he says, "You guys are going to be the sons of thunder. You're going to be bow and edges, the sons of thunder." He does this to Abraham. Remember Abram? You know, Abraham, the father of many. He does this with Saul of Tarsus. "You're going to be Paul, the apostle." There's a wonderful Old Testament story where one of the patriarchs has a final or a last son called Benomai, you know, son of my sorrow. But then he's renamed Benjamin, the son of my right hand. Now just think about that. A name that connotates sorrow. And then God steps in. No. You're Benjamin. You're going to be the son at my right hand. I mean, that's an identity. Right? And that's what a name is. That's why God names, and only God can name, because a name is an identity. It's a place in the story. It's George MacDonald, a philosopher, poet, theologian, was famous for saying, "Who can give a man his name except for God himself? For no one sees who a man truly is save God alone." Because a name is an identity, and it's a place in the story, and it heals and it restores and it saves, you know. And God will see you for how you need to be seen. God will call you what you need to be called. God will name you exactly what you need to be named. And that name, by the way, is going to challenge other names, other labels, other situations, failures, God will call you what you need to be called. He's going to call you and me what he's called us since before the creation of the world. And what God calls me, and what God calls Peter, what God calls you, what God calls Miriam, is what is most true about us. There's nothing truer. And so we have to listen for that name, because the resurrected Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, is naming, he's renaming. And so this morning, let's listen. Let's listen for our name. And it might be a name, it might be a phrase, it might be, I don't know exactly what God will say, but it will be truth. And God loves, he loves to speak our names. And I know that because I have three kids and I love to speak their names out loud. It's so powerful. Caleb, right? He follows the Lord wholeheartedly and he is absolutely inspiring, just like Caleb in the Old Testament. Levi, he clings to, he's relational, he's strong, he's a rock, and he truly, truly is a rock. And Tali is Hebrew for heaven's mist, or heaven's dew, the dew that settles on the ground from heaven. And she truly, truly is a piece of heaven. And so God has a name for you, and he wants to speak it to you today. He wants to whisper it to you today. And so let's listen. Let's listen this morning, and let's listen throughout the day as God names us, because that's what he does. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.